Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Medios AG for the financial year 2024. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press zero followed by the hash key for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Claudia Nickolaus, Head of Investor and Public Relations, ESG Communications at Medios.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to our earnings call for the 2024 financial year and the fourth quarter of 2024. As always, all relevant documents can be downloaded from our Investor Relations website. Additionally, this presentation can be followed in parallel via the internet link provided to you in the invitation. Today with me is our CEO, Matthias Gärtner, and our CFO, Falk Neukirch. Matthias will start with an executive summary, followed by Falk, who will then provide details on the financials for the fiscal year 2024 and the guidance for 2025. Finally, Matthias will comment on the status of the Medios growth strategy. After the presentation, we will begin the Q&A session. I would now like to hand over to Matthias.
Thank you, Claudia. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our conference call for the financial year of 2024. We had a successful financial year 2024 with a significant improvement in profitability, and we laid the foundation for sustainable growth, especially with our transformative acquisition of Ceban in the first half of 2024. So let's directly go to slide three, starting with an overview of the highlights and achievements for 2024. Revenue grew of 5.5% to 1.9 billion euro, and EBITDA pre increased disproportionately by more than 30% to 79 million euro. All three operational segments contributed to this strong EBITDA pre increase. PS and PST grew organically, and PST is back on its growth track with an EBITDA pre growth of more than 30% in the second half of 2024 after a disappointing first half of 2024. For Q4 2024 alone, we posted a strong organic EBITDA pre growth of 17.1%. Our new segment, international business, reflecting the Ceban acquisition, has been consolidated for 7 months and contributed significantly to the good business performance. Consequently, we substantially improved our EBITDA pre margin from 3.4% for financial year 2023 to 4.2% for 2024. We are aiming for further improve the margin for financial year 2025. In 2024, we have also shown that we can generate considerable cash from our operations. We recorded an exceptionally strong operational cash flow of almost 74 million euro, part of which is due to reporting date-related effects. Falk will provide more insights on the financials later. We have also made progress in terms of governance. Our shareholders approved an expansion of the supervisory board from four to five members at our annual general meeting in August 2024. Following this AGM, an ESG committee was implemented by the supervisory board, which is headed by its chairman. We have also made great progress in implementing our strategy. One of the most important milestones is for sure the internationalization of our business. With the acquisition of Ceban, we created the European specialty pharma platform. With the Ceban integration just 9 months underway, our current focus is on implementing the integration steps as earlier announced. We also start driving strategic initiatives, particularly in procurement and cross-selling, utilizing the strong and leading platforms of both Medios and Ceban. We recognize that integration processes require a lot of time and effort. However, we are fully confident in the future success of combined companies. Briefly summarized on slide 4, you can see the status of our European platform, which gives us a leading position in the specialty pharma compounding in Europe. This network is an excellent basis for our further international expansion, the realization of synergies and cross-selling opportunities. Furthermore, it will support the development of our activities in the field of advanced therapies, the future of individualized medicine. Now some further comments on the financials for Q4 and the full year of 24. Slide 5 shows the quarter-on-quarter development of our two KPIs, revenue and EBITDA pre. In Q4 of 24, EBITDA pre and the respective margin grew significantly compared to the fourth quarter 23. We reached an EBITDA pre margin of 4.8%. This was mainly a result of earnings contribution of our segment international business, in short IB, but also due to the strong organic growth in the PST segment in the second half of 24. This positive development is also reflected on slide 6, illustrating the very strong EBITDA pre-growth of more than 62% for the fourth quarter of 24. Now the same illustration for the fiscal year 24 shown on slide 7. Whereas revenue increased by 5.5%, EBITDA pre grew strongly by more than 30% with a corresponding margin of 4.2% compared to 3.4% last year. This is fully in line with our strategy to focus on margin improvement. Let's go to slide 8, providing a short overview on the ESG progress we made in 24. We focused on compiling our non-financial report in line with the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, an EU regulation widely known as CSRD. At the end, it was not a legal requirement in Germany, but nevertheless, we already used the European Sustainability Reporting Standards, so-called ESRS, of the CSRD as the framework for our non-financial report 24. For the first time, we reported as a group, including Seban, across several countries. We gathered respective ESG key performance indicators for the Medios Group, which will provide the basis for revision and further development of our ESG strategy to be conducted this year. With this strategy, we will set new targets, including climate targets. We also completed our first and mandatory double materiality assessment. Overall, we laid the foundation for a new group-wide and strategic management of ESG issues. Looking ahead, we are well prepared to fulfill new mandatory reporting regulation and to further develop our ESG strategy. More information on some key ESG figures for 24 and on our ESG ratings can be found in the appendix of this presentation. This is all from my side for the moment. I now hand over to Falk to provide more details on the financials for the fourth quarter, the financial year 24, and the guidance for 25.
Thank you, Matthias. Welcome to the Medios Investors Call also from my side. I will give you a more detailed overview on the financials for the fiscal year 24. The full financial statement you can find, as always, on our website. Let's start with slide 10. All in all, we had a good year 24 with the acquisition of Seban making an important contribution of 7 months in the segment international business. Profitability increased significantly. Revenues increased by 5.5% to almost 1.9 million billion euro, also mainly driven by the operational segment international business, but also the segment pharmaceutical supply. Gross profit increased to 154.6 million euro with a gross profit margin of 8.2% compared to 6.3% in the previous year. The increase in gross profit was mainly contributed by the IB segment, but also to the organic growth of the PS segment. PST gross profit decreased due to the deconsolidation of Kölsche Blister in June 23 regulatory headwinds, and higher performance-based payment for additional compounding orders. The increase of personnel costs by 15.5 million euro to 52.1 million euro mainly results from the consolidation of CBAN plus 16.1 million euro. Other operating expenses increased from 23.0 million euro to 39.5 million euro, an increase of 16.5 million euro. Of this increase, 13.5 million euro were caused by CBAN. The remaining amount was mainly due to higher legal and consulting costs attributable to the acquisition of CBAN and the ERP implementation. The EBITDA pre of 79 million euro compared to 60.5 million euro in the previous year, and the increase of the EBITDA pre margin to 4.2% were mainly supported by the EBITDA contribution of the segment IB, plus our continuous efforts to improve the margins also in the other segments. EBITDA pre was adjusted by extraordinary expenses in the amount of 16 million euro compared to 8.1 million euro last year. This consists of 1.7 million euro for stock options, 5.5 million euro for M&A related costs mainly due to the CBAN acquisition, 6.2 million euro performance-based payments for increased compounding volumes, and 2.7 million euro for ERP system implementation. Depreciation and amortization rose by 10.2 million euro to 31.3 million euro. The increase is fully attributable to the CBAN acquisition. The financial result of minus 9.8 million euro is minus 7.8 million euro below the previous year level and mainly includes interest and similar costs for the financing of the CBAN acquisition. Consequently, undiluted earnings per share for fiscal year 24 decreased from 0.79 euro to 0.51 euro because of higher personnel and operating expenses, including extraordinary expenses for M&A and ERP implementation, higher depreciation and interest expenses due to the acquisition of CBAN. We generated a very strong operating cash flow of 73.7 million euro. This resulted mainly from a higher operating result and furthermore from a lower net working capital at the reporting date, mainly caused by higher trade payables. Consequently, we also show a strong free cash flow before M&A of 67.4 million euro. This positive development shows that Medios is able to generate strong operating cash flow. Nevertheless, I must dampen expectations regarding this cash flow development somewhat here and emphasize that this development is also due to one-offs at the reporting date lowering the net working capital. If you eliminate this one-off effects, we achieved our target operating as well as free cash flow. Investing cash flow of around minus 222.3 million euro reflects primarily the acquisition of CBAN, 6.3 million euro result from operational capex. Financing cash flow of 183.8 million euro reflect the drawings of 200 million euro bridge loan for the CBAN acquisition in June 24. That was refinanced in December 24 with a two long-term loan facilities, a term loan over 125 million euro fully drawn, and a RCF in the amount of 100 million euro drawn amount at the reporting date, 75 million euro. The net cash inflow from financing was reduced by interest payments of 10 million euro, lease payments of 4.3 million euro, and the planned repayment of a working capital line of CBAN Group after change of control in the amount of 1.1 million euro. The cash and cash equivalents of 106.0 million euro consist mainly of unrestricted bank deposits. The equity ratio decreased from 78.8% by end of 23 to 54.6% because of the higher debt level due to the CBAN acquisition and the replacement of the CBAN loan contracts as a result of the acquisition. On slide 11 and 12, we provide a breakdown of the organic and inorganic growth by segment for the financial year 24. Inorganic growth reflects the contribution of CBAN for 7 months, fully allocated to the operational segment IB. Revenue grew organically by 9.5 million euro or plus 0.5%. Inorganic revenue growth amounted to 88.8 million euro or plus 5.0% because of the C-band acquisition. Slide 12 shows the organic and inorganic EBITDA pre-breakdown by segment for the financial year 24. EBITDA pre increased inorganically by 16.3 million euro or 26.9%, fully dedicated to the segment IB. Both PS and PST show organic growth. It should be noted that the PST segment closed the second half of the year with organic growth of more than 30% after a weaker EBITDA pre in the first half of the year. EBITDA pre-development in the segment services reflects the increased number of executive board members plus the SDI component for M&A in 24, expenses for the integration of C-Band Group, and a moderate headcount increase for the further development of identified strategic business activities. Let's go to slide 13, providing an overview on segments. The 5.5% increase of group revenue is mainly driven by IB for 7 months and to a lower extent by pharmaceutical supply segment. The external revenue of the PS segment rose by 1.4% to around 1.6 billion euro. External revenue generated by PST segment decreased by 5.4% to 213.6 million euro, a decline of 12.3 million euro. Around 6 million euro of this decline are attributable to the sale of Kirsche Blister in June 23. In addition, as already mentioned, regulatory price adjustments as well as higher performance-related payments for the acquisition of compounding volume had also a negative impact on revenue in the reporting period. The IB segment contributed 88.8 million euro external revenue in 24. EBITDA pre for the PS segment amounted to 50 million euro, a plus of 3.3 million euro or plus 7.1%. We are pleased that the EBITDA pre for the PST segment increased by around 1.4 million euro to 23.3 million euro or a plus of 6.6%. As already said, the EBITDA pre-growth in the second half of 24 compared to the previous year amounts to approximately 30%. IB contributed with a very strong EBITDA pre of 16.3 million euro for the period June to December 24 and a margin of 18.3%. Slide 14 provides the status information on the debt financing. We financed the main part of the cash component of the C-Bahn acquisition by a bridge facility of 200 million euro. As said before, we replaced the bridge facility by the following financing facilities with a total amount of 225 million euros, consisting of two tranches. A term loan facility of 125 million euro with a term of 5 years. Repayment will start in March 25, and a revolving credit facility of 100 million euro, also with a term of 5 years. The RCF has a term extension option of up to 2 years and a loan amount step-up option for further 50 million to finance future growth. Based on estimated future cash flows, an amount of 30 to 40 million euro annually would be available for repayment of debt starting as of March 25. Let's go to slide 16, providing our guidance for the full year 25 for the Medios Group, including C-Bahn, for 12 months. Our guidance parameters are again revenue and EBITDA pre. For 25, we expect revenues to reach approximately 2 billion euro, reflecting a growth of around 6%. EBITDA pre is expected to grow by around 21.5% to around 96 million euro. Organic growth should be in the middle single-digit percentage range. Both parameters reflect an EBITDA pre-margin of approximately 4.8%. The EBITDA pre-guidance is adjusted for extraordinary expenses like M&A-related costs, expenses for stock option programs, and implementation costs for an ERP system. A summary of our strategic priorities is outlined on slide 17. For this, I hand back to Matthias.
Thank you, Falk. Our growth strategy is strongly advanced with C-Bahn. Its three pillars are outlined on this slide. Since our last earnings call in November 24, nothing changed regarding our strategic focus. So let me briefly repeat the main. In addition to strengthening our core business in Germany, CEBAN will enable us to further expand our operations into other European countries. And we believe CEBAN positions us strongly to benefit from the very positive compounding dynamics in certain European countries, also driven by an evolving, more favorable regulatory environment. We have laid the foundation for the development of a European specialty pharma platform. Also, we intend to further diversify our business model by entering the production of advanced therapies, meaning medicines based on genes, tissues, or cells, all expensive and complex therapies, the future of individualized medicine. This is a very good fit for Medios, as we are already a trusted partner for high-value trusts in Germany, and we will be one in our new European market as well. Medios aims to exploit the enormous potential of cutting-edge healthcare technologies in the field of advanced therapies and thus generate additional added value for society. We will use our state-of-the-art GMP labs in Germany and Europe as well as our expertise in compounding to make high-quality personalized therapies available to all patients. As presented by Falk, we have a solid financial foundation and the necessary funds to successfully follow our growth path. This shows that there is a lot of potential ahead for Medios. Our growth story is well on track. Thank you for your attention. Falk and I am now available to answer your questions. Operator, could you please read out the instructions?